Namaste. Welcome to Sambad, Together in Conversation. And I am Sunil Rao here. As we begin today, let us remember this about attention. Our life experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is important, and most of the times, we are so indifferent to it. It is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving. Instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly, we feed the hunger blindly. Once the mechanism is brought to our attention and we begin to study it, it is as if a veil has been stripped off ordinary life and we become freer in our action and choices. This week, I bring to your attention a story titled The Chariot from the book titled Tales of Darveshes, which is a compilation of tales recorded during the past 1,000 years or so. Here the stories contain several levels of meaning and work like psychological mirrors in which the reader may see himself or herself and reality reflected and come to better understand both. The Persian word dervish is generally considered to be derived from the verb darvektan, to wait at a door. The reference is to waiting before the door of enlightenment. The chariot. There are three sciences in the study of humans, man. The first is the science of ordinary knowledge. The second is the science of unusual inner states, often called ecstasy. The third, which is the important one, is the science of true reality, of what lies beyond these two. Only the real inner knowledge carries with it the knowledge of the science of true reality. The other two are the reflections in their own form of the third. They are almost useless without it. Picture a charioteer. The person, that is seated in a vehicle, propelled by a horse, guided by the self. Himself or herself. Intellect is the vehicle, the outward form within which we state where we think we are and what we have to do. The vehicle enables the horse and the person to operate. This is what we call tash. Skill, outward shape or formulation. The horse, which is the motive power, is the energy which is called a state of emotion or other force. This is needed to propel the chariot, the person in our illustration. Is that which perceives in a manner superior to the others the purpose and possibilities of the situation and who makes it possible for the chariot to move towards and to gain its objective. One of the three on its own will be able to fulfill functions true enough. But the combined function, which we call the movement of the chariot, cannot take place unless all three are connected in the right way. Only the person, the real self, knows the relationship of the three elements and their need of one another. Among the Sufis, the great work is the knowledge of combining the three elements. Too many men, women, humans. Too unsuitable a horse, too light or too heavy a chariot, and the result will not take place. I'm sure that you will enjoy reading this book. Tons and tons of more stories, entertaining, old. I'm sure you will enjoy. If you don't already have this book, you can buy your copy from the link below, if you can see the link, and click on it while listening to the podcast. Do not forget to enjoy reading it with your family, friends, near and dear ones. Before concluding today's episode, please pay attention to these words of a storyteller. My stories require, at this stage, no extra commentary, imaginings, or guesswork by you, me, or anyone else. The very worst would be that of moralizing. To explain away is to forget. Thus, let the stories which you can remember do their own work by their very diversity. Familiarize yourself with them. Though today's one can say a tale, a short explanation or a representative fact, whatever you may want to say, but the idea here is familiarize yourself with them. Read through it again and again. I'm sure you'll enjoy and you understand that as you familiarize yourself with this particular tale and many of the stories, a new dimension, a wonderful, it feels like a new dimension opening up. So any which ways, concluding today's post and podcast episode, I thank all who take time out and read the blog post and or listen to the podcast episodes each week. For those who listen and have not subscribed to the podcast, I suggest you do and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified for all the new episodes that get uploaded every week. Until the next time that we meet, stay safe, stay healthy. Thank you very much once again. Namaste.